pretty much where, like, we talk about cortisol and the stresses of life and things like that, and this is pretty much where hormone optimization comes in, which has been a very big deal for you in the last few years. And I must say, honestly, I really didn't have any interest in hormone optimization, or pretty much didn't know much about it until, you know, learning from you. And now I find myself, dude, I'm just all into it because it really, really, the things I'm learning, it's really becoming like that difference maker in that connection between why diets and exercise are not working for so many people. And it's not so much about what type of exercise they're doing or what they're eating or what type of diet they're choosing, but it's mainly that connection with their lifestyle and their hormones not being up to par. And it's just funny how something so complicated but so simple is so complex but so needs to be addressed right now. And I really, like I said, I'm very thankful for you being like one of the evangelists, and I hate to use that word, you know, being very evangelical about the whole thing. So, and I think to me, I mean, I've seen you speak, you know, at workshops about this at least 3 or 4 times. Even coming up in the workshop that we're doing together, that's like the highlight for me. I'm excited about that. And I think once everyone hears your lecture about, and when I, you know, when I say lecture, it's not like we're talking college lecture where, you know, it's like, I don't know, Ben Stein, you know, speaking in front of a class on Ferris Bueller's Day Off. But I'm telling you, it's very exciting, you know. And so I'm very excited about that. And it's like, dude, I've heard you 4 or 5 times. I have the DVDs. I can watch it anytime, but I learn more and more each time. And so if you can, just briefly, you know, since we're about to run out of time pretty soon, briefly sure. Touch on how you got into hormone optimization and why is it so important, especially for those who, even if they're not just training on a daily basis, you know, why is it important for them, for the trainee, or Joe Blow who's just sitting on his butt?
Yeah, I mean, hormone optimization is basically one of the things that everyone can benefit from. Everyone needs to be concerned about. And it's funny you bring up your response to some of the stuff I put out there, because I find a lot of other people feel the same way, where I've been at parties where people ask you the general question of what do you do, and you start talking about that. And if I talk about kettlebells, maybe a few people are interested in hearing more about that. But if I talk about hormone optimization, you start drawing a crowd. Because first of all, you're talking to 2 people, and then someone walks by and they overhear something, and then they go, huh, that sounds interesting. And then all of a sudden, you're basically giving a lecture at a party on hormone optimization, and people can't get enough of it, of all age groups. And here's the reason why. When you start talking about some of the symptoms of hormone imbalance or decline, a lot of people have those symptoms. Right. And I'm not just talking about people in their 60s. I'm talking about people in their 30s or younger. And because we're all like in this adrenal fatigue, just wiped out state. So when you start hearing someone start talking about all these symptoms, all of a sudden people can relate to what they're going through. People can relate to it because they have those symptoms. And when people feel that way, they've never really had someone really address it to them because all their friends feel the same way. And they've just gotten used to it. And then all of a sudden someone comes along and says, well, if your hormones are out of whack, here's how you're going to be feeling. And all of a sudden they go, well, wait a minute, that's how I feel.
Right.
And I didn't realize you could do anything about it. And I didn't realize there was a hormonal connection, because it's not really something a lot of people think about on a day-to-day basis.
I think it's normal.
Exactly. When people feel that there's going to be a decline, and you know, we're all going to, and that's true to a degree, but it doesn't mean that we just have to fall apart as we get older. I mean, we can take charge of a lot of things and just extend the quality of our life for a much longer time span, but we have to do it when we're younger. You know, you don't want to wait until you're 70 to start thinking about hormone optimization, or even 50, 60. I mean, ideally, you start thinking about it in your 20s. No one does, because most people are hormonally optimized in their 20s. So when you're great and you have high testosterone and all that, you're not going to go to the doctor and say, huh, maybe I should get a blood test done to see where I'm at, because you already feel good. It's not until you start declining that it starts coming up, and at that point it's not as effective because you don't know where you were. You don't know what your ideal is because you've never had it checked. So it starts becoming a little bit harder to figure out how to balance everything. But on a basic level, hormones are biochemical messengers that induce actions. So basically, if you have a high sex drive, it means you have a good level of testosterone and DHEA and other hormones, sex hormones. If you have really good workout recovery, that means you have good growth hormone levels. And if you have good melatonin, you sleep well. So a lot of our personality is really derived from our hormones, if not all of it. And anyone who's ever, you know, been around a woman who's had PMS, you realize real in your face how hormones affect your mood. You know, any woman will tell you when that, it's that time of the month, all of a sudden her whole mood and the whole personality changes.
Yeah.
So that's how of a dramatic impact hormones have on our mood. If you're depressed, it's a hormone imbalance. And the hormone imbalance may have been caused by some stress in your life, such as death of a loved one or job-related stress, relationship stress, but it's a hormonal response to all of that. So in other words, something happens in your life, you interpret it a certain way, and that has an effect on your hormones, such as your serotonin, your DHEA, your cortisol. So everything in life that we do affects our hormones either in a good way or in a bad way. So, I mean, they've done studies where if you have a success, your testosterone goes way up. So let's say something such as a college degree, for example. After 4 years of working hard, you achieve your college degree, you get your diploma, you're all amped up, it's a big celebration, testosterone's through the roof. At the same time, let's say that, let's use the same example, college, where you fail the last class and you don't know it until the last minute, and you think you're about to graduate, and your professor walks in and says, sorry, you failed this course, you're going to have to spend the summer here, you're not graduating right now. Your testosterone levels are going to plummet, and your cortisol is going to go way up.
Yeah.
So you can't disconnect the two. You can't disconnect hormone optimization from quality of life, because there's not one person on the planet who is genuinely happy who has whacked out hormones. I don't care what anyone says. You know, if your hormones are totally in decline and your cortisol is high, and someone's putting on a smiley face and talking about how great their life is, that person is just, they're just putting on an act, and a lot of us do that, because you can look at someone's physiology and know right away what's going on with them.
Oh, yeah.
Not going to be in a great mood and have really high cortisol, low testosterone, low DHEA. You can put on a front. We all put on masks. But I'm talking about what can we do to genuinely optimize our life. So I got into this whole thing because I had some serious health issues back in 2002, and everything goes back to 2002. That's when I started my business, and that was a rough year for me. I wasn't making much money. I had some relationship stress at the time, and I had some other things going on, and I developed a really bad case of pneumonia where both of my lungs got completely filled up with bacteria, and I had to be taken to the emergency room, and they pulled out 40 liters of filth from one of my lungs, and then the next day they pulled out another 40 liters. So I nearly died from this case of pneumonia, and it was basically a sickness that was largely due to all the stress that was accumulating in my life. I wasn't sleeping well, I wasn't making money, I had relationship stress, I wasn't sure where my business was going or whether I was going to be able to pull that off. And then on top of all that, I was trying to work out really hard to stay on top of things, and that just created more stress.
Yeah.
Because you can work out hard, but you have to balance the equation with recovery and stress management, stress eradication. So if you have a lot of stress going on in your life, and then you try to work out really hard on top of all that, and you're in a sleep-deprived state, and you're taking a lot of caffeine to get through the day, it's only a matter of time before you crash. And when you crash, you're going to crash really hard. And that's what happened to me. So when I recovered from that, I mean, and I lost 30 pounds of muscle during this whole time frame, and I lost a lot of strength. So when I started working out again, I mean, I was so much weaker. I felt like crap. So I said, and not only do I want to build myself up back better than I was before, but I want to understand why this happened and what I can do to not only get back to where I was, but go way beyond it, improve everything, get my stress levels better, get my hormone optimization better. Because when you're under a lot of stress too, your sex drive is just non-existent. And that's kind of where I was at. And it was just, yeah, like no zeal for life. And for men, sex drive is a very important component of mood. You know, you're not gonna meet any guys who have a really low sex drive who are just jumping out of bed in the morning, happy to go and very successful in life. There's a very strong connection between the male sex drive and just male health, male mood, and just drive. It all comes from that. So it's very important to keep that optimized and give us that zeal for life. So when I started looking into health and all that, I really started studying hormone optimization. And the first thing every man studies is testosterone. You want to know, how do I ramp up my testosterone? And that's the number one question I get from guys to this day. How do I increase my testosterone? And I made the same mistake, that not really a mistake, but it's just you're not really getting the whole picture when you just focus on one hormone. And that's what I was doing. I was like, okay, how do I improve testosterone? And when I looked at improving testosterone, I realized if you want to improve testosterone, you have to improve other things, such as DHEA and cortisol, and you've got to have insulin optimized and leptin. And it became a lot more complicated than just improving one thing, because hormones are basically an orchestra. We have a variety of them. We have a lot of different hormones doing a lot of different functions. And the key is to create this balance between all of them so that you have the right ratio between testosterone and estrogen. You have good growth hormone levels. You got good melatonin so you sleep right. You've got good leptin so that you know when to stop eating instead of overeating. You've got good ghrelin hormone levels so that you're increasing growth hormone in between meals and you're getting the proper signal to eat at your next meal. So a lot of times people are overweight because they have insulin resistance and leptin resistance. In fact, you know, pretty much everyone who's overweight has those two resistances and adrenaline resistance. And basically what this all means is that these hormones are just not firing properly. So you're not getting the proper signal on when you should be eating and when you should stop eating and whether your body should store more calories for fuel or not. Like, for example, with adrenaline resistance, and that's adrenaline resistance is where your adrenals just get so burned out. And what happens is adrenaline is a hormone that is activated every time we're stressed. And there's adrenaline receptors in the stomach. So the brain communicates with the stomach, and every time you need to have some energy to deal with stress, it'll actually pull calories from your stomach. And this sounds good. It's like, okay, great. So having more stress is a great way to lose belly fat. And it just doesn't work that way in the long run, because what happens in the long run is the more stress you have, the more of these receptors get worn out. And then what happens is the adrenaline receptors in the stomach, they no longer communicate properly with the brain. So what happens is the brain does not get the signal that we have ample excess calories in the stomach to use. So every time we eat now, it starts storing more of those calories instead of burning up what's already there. And you start this vicious cycle. And a lot of people that are overweight, the sad reality is their brain thinks they're starving, even though they have a lot of excess calories, because the brain only works on what it's told. The brain can't see what's going on. It works with hormones to communicate what's going on with the body and then induce actions based on that. So what happens here is that the brain doesn't realize that we're overweight. The brain doesn't realize we have excess calories for fuel in emergencies. So every time we eat, we just start storing up a lot more. And then when you have leptin resistance, you never really get the, you don't get the signal at the right time to stop eating. So imagine just filling up your car and the gauge is off. So you're just filling up, and it doesn't tell you when to stop, so the gasoline just starts overflowing out.
Right.
And that's basically what happens with leptin resistance is you don't get the signal to stop eating. Your body is not telling you that you have enough calories to where you can stop eating and not have to eat for a while. So what happens is it's just you just keep eating, and it spills over into more fat. So it starts becoming a vicious cycle where hormones are not just critical for better sex drive, better mood, but if you want to improve your physique composition goals, hormones are critical. Because
right.
If you have that adrenaline resistance, you're going to have a hard time getting rid of those stubborn fat areas, which are the stomach for men, hips and glutes, and stomach for women. And if you have leptin resistance, you're going to constantly overeat because you're never going to get the signal to stop eating, to be right. content. So all of this stuff starts becoming very important. And with hormone optimization, it's also when everything is in decline, it kind of puts you into that state of inertia again because you're not at your best to ignite yourself to push out of it. And when you start improving these different levels, you start getting better sleep, you start improving your sex hormones, now you have more zeal for life, that acts as an igniter as well, because now all of a sudden a lot of things start coming to mind that you didn't think of before, like, okay, I want to start doing this, I want to start doing that, I want to start living my life more fully. Well, it just changes your whole personality. So it's really impressive to see when you see someone who gets their hormones optimized, everything just changes. Their whole quality of life goes way up. But people always ask me, what are the most important things to focus on for comprehensive hormone optimization? And it can really be boiled down to two areas. One is GI tract health, and the other one is sleep. We're a sleep-deprived country, and people are always trying to look at ways to get less sleep so that they can do more, even though that they're not, and we're not more productive, though, as a result of less sleep. And what's happening is, as you get older and you're sleeping less and less, that's even worse, because as you get older, you need more sleep, especially the more stress you have in your life, the more sleep you need, the more downtime you need to fully recover. Like, for example, when I was in college, you know, I could go out drinking and have a great time and get 4 hours of sleep and then go hit the gym the next day and get a great workout. Right. And if I tried doing that now, forget it. it'd be the worst workout of all time, but I wouldn't even be thinking about working out. I would just be feeling like crap the whole day.
Yeah,
so our stress reserves are a lot better when we're younger than when we get older. So we have to start managing our physiology better as we get older. That's why hormone optimization is always an ongoing thing. It's not something where you just lock it in and then you're set for the rest of your life. You have to lock it in and then you have to modify things accordingly, just like you have to modify training and diet and a lot of other things as you get older. So it's just one of those things you need to make a lifelong journey. And it doesn't have to be something where it's overly complicated every single year in terms of what you do to manage things. But once you get things locked in, you still have to stay the course to make sure that you continue to have those benefits. But why I say the GI tract is so important is, and this was really reinforced when I took a course by Peter Rouse at the AF Performance Center. He did a really good course on GI tract health. And I've always realized the obvious importance of GI tract health with digestion and so forth. But really what it comes down to is this. If we're not digesting our food optimally, if we're eating foods that we have an allergic response to or cause inflammation, what happens is a lot of our body's energy has to go deal with that now instead of producing optimal hormones, because hormone optimization is a big energy expenditure, and we have to give our body the best fuel to give it the best energy to create that optimal hormone environment. So GI tract health is critical, because if we're just eating a lot of processed crap or eating a lot of processed junk, it's just going to mess up our GI tract, and then we're just not going to get the maximum benefits. Also, GI tract health is important if you're taking any kind of supplements, because you could be taking some good vitamins and minerals and amino acids, whatever it is. You know, there's things that are effective for whatever goals you have. But if your GI tract is not absorbing any of it, if you're not getting the maximum nutrition from it, then it's just not going to work. So a couple of things people need to do to improve their GI tract health. One, you know, eat your meals slower. Just chew your meals slower. So, for example, take a bite, chew it 30 times, and then move on, rather than just try to vacuum clean a meal in. And that's what a lot of us, where we take a break to eat and you basically just put the whole sandwich in your mouth and chew it twice and then just wonder why you have indigestion afterwards.
Exactly.
And we don't have teeth in our stomach, so we have to take care of breaking it down in our mouth and getting all the enzymes in there as much as possible.
Right.
And this is something actually that I had a hard time with myself, because I tend to be a pretty fast eater. You know, I'm a type A personality where I really want to work hard and get back to whatever I'm doing. So I tend to just cruise through my meals. But after taking that seminar, I realized that if you really want to optimize your hormones and get the maximum health, you need to slow down and chew your meals, enjoy your meals, rather than just have a meal where you're just watching some TV show and just mindlessly plowing food into your mouth. Take the time to really slow down, enjoy the meal. Even with protein shakes, rather than just pour a glass, a lot of times with protein shakes, what do? We make a shake and then we just down the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then we get on, and then we move on with our day. So I've actually taken a step back where I'll make a protein shake and then I'll just split it up into two glasses and I'll just sip on one for a while and then I sip on the other. And even that I'm taking my time with. And it's pretty cool, because what you find is immediately – your digestion improves, where you don't feel bloated after a meal now. It's like, now I can have a pretty big meal and not feel bloated at all, because I'm taking my time going through it. Well, in the past, I would have a big dinner and just cruise through it, and then I'm just bloated for the rest of the night and without even really thinking about the consequences of that.
Right.
Also, what's important is giving your body digestive enzymes, because as you get older, you're not going to be creating as many enzymes as you need. And this is to make sure you maximize the nutrients from the food. It's not enough just to eat the food. We want to be able to pull all the vitamins and minerals out as much as possible. And digestive enzymes really help with that. MRM, a nutrition company, they have a brand called Digestol, which is a really good one. But there's plenty on the market that are great. So you can just go to your local health food store or go online and get a good digestive enzyme. And the other thing that's really important, especially for our protein meals where you're having a lot of protein in a meal, is hydrochloric acid, and that's sold as betaine, BETAINEHCL. And this is something I've taken on and off throughout the years, but again, Peter Rouse really reinforce the importance of having hydrochloric acid with your meals, because we need to have an acidic state to digest food optimally. So a lot of people talk about alkaline acid. You don't want to be in a really alkaline state when you're trying to digest food. You want to be in that acidic state, because that's what's really going to break it down, so especially with high protein meals. So anytime you have a protein shake or you're having a protein meal, you want to take some hydrochloric acid as well. Don't take it with fruits or a fruit shake or a salad, stuff like that. It has to be something where there's a lot of protein, because you want to have that acidic environment to really break down the protein. So the digestive enzymes, the betaine HCL. The other thing is probiotics are very important. We need to have a really good flora balance in our GI tract. And there's a lot of people who have just irritable bowel syndrome symptoms, where they have diarrhea a lot, or they have constipation, or they're constantly going back between the two. They have diarrhea or they're constipated, and that just sounds miserable saying.
Yeah.
Now, talk about being miserable. Either you're backed up or you have to just run to the bathroom and have. And that's what a lot of people have with irritable bowel syndrome, and a lot of it is just from all the GI tract inflammation. So the digestive enzymes, the hydrochloric acid, and probiotics are going to be really important for getting that GI tract health. Also, a lot of our serotonin, which is our good feeling hormone, most of it is produced in the GI tract. A small amount is produced in the brain, but a lot of it is produced in the GI tract. And that's why the GI tract is often called the second brain, because if we have GI tract health that is way below optimal, we're not going to feel good either. So GI tract health is just one of those overlooked things, too. No one really thinks about GI tract health when they think about hormone optimization. When people think about hormone optimization, they generally think about popping in a lot of supplements or taking hormone replacement. Uh-huh. And even if you do those things, you're not going to get the maximum benefit without proper GI tract health, because GI tract health just causes so much, and when it's not healthy, causes so much inflammation that so much of our energy is diverted to dealing with that. So in addition to the probiotics and the betaine and the digestive enzymes, one thing that I came across recently that I actually just ordered for myself and that I recommend to a lot of people is a food allergy blood test. And this is a blood spot test where they send you this kit. So you don't have to go to a doctor. They send you a kit. They give you this little thing that prick your finger, and then you just drop blood on a spot page, and you send it in to have it analyzed by a lab. And what they do is they analyze your blood, and they have 95 common foods. So all kinds of legumes, wheat, meat, fruits, you know, a lot of the stuff that most of us eat every day. They're able to determine from the blood spot how allergic you are to any of these foods. And they'll categorize it for you. So for example, it'll say, okay, these are the foods that you're highly allergic to, so don't eat them at all. These are foods that you have a mild allergy to, so you don't have to cut it out completely, but only a couple times a week. And then these are the foods that your body does the best on, have it in ample supply. And this is just one of those no-brainer tests that I should have thought of a long time ago, because it really makes sense with hormone optimization. Way before you even get blood tests or saliva tests to see where your hormones are at, it makes sense that you determine what foods are optimal for you. And none of us really know, because we're where we grow up and our parents give us food and then we explore stuff on our own. But we don't really know what's going on unless it's dramatic. Like a lot of times, sometimes you eat something that you're highly allergic to. Your nose starts running, you're sneezing, and your nose gets blocked. You know, these are obvious allergy symptoms to a food. But unless you ate that food by itself, you don't necessarily know what's causing what. So a lot of times we dismiss this. And a lot of times we don't even have any symptoms like that at all. It's just something that's happening internally, and it's building up over time, but it's not happening immediately. Like, for example, I mean, if we eat a hamburger at McDonald's and we had a heart attack right afterwards, that would lower the sales quite a bit. You know, people would make the connection right away. But that's not what happens. Our body is very resilient, so it can take a lot of damage before it just hits that tipping point where we get into serious health consequences. So I think this, if I had to recommend only one test for hormone optimization, even though you're not even looking at your hormones, I still feel that the food allergy test is the most important one, because
you can get that, Mike.
You can get it at lifeextension.com, and it's just called the food allergy blood test. I actually just ordered it for me and my wife recently, so I haven't done it myself, and it takes about 5 weeks to get the results back when you send it in. And it costs about $200, so it's not cheap, but at the same time,
worth it, man.
How important is the quality of your life? Because you're paying $200 to find out once and for all what foods are optimal for you.
Right.
And if you don't think that's going to have a major impact on the quality of your life, then you're totally delusional, because you may have a hard time losing weight because you're eating all these foods that are causing an inflammatory response. And then you may have a hard time just doing anything, building muscle, recovering, whatever it is, optimizing your hormones, because you're constantly eating foods that you had no idea you had an allergy to. And sometimes it can be something totally innocuous that you had no idea, like maybe strawberries. We look at strawberries like this, it's a great source of vitamin C, it's a fruit, we can eat it all day long, but if you happen to have an allergy to it, then it's not a fit for you.
Right.
Anyway, it's one of those things that I'm really interested in test driving, and it's one of the things I recommend now, even though I haven't gone through the process myself. It's just one of those no-brainers where it makes perfect sense that food is what we're putting in our body on an everyday basis, and determining what is the best food that's the best fit for us is definitely worth spending $200 on.
Definitely, definitely. Oh, man, like, dude, you know I can let you talk about this all day, because I'm just sitting here, like, taking notes. So seriously, man. So, like I said, I just mentioned, this is, like, to me, the highlight of the workshop right here. I mean, you're just scratching the surface right now. And one thing I do like is the fact that, you know, when you explain hormone optimization, you explain it in terms that any of us can pretty much understand. You're not speaking a bunch of medical jargon or anything like that, So, and plus, you also give us action steps that, hey, we can take right now. Like, I'm on Life Extension's website right now. I'm looking at the kit, and heck, man, you know, I can order it right now. You know, this is something that you can do, and you've given us tools in which we can take control of our life, in which, you know, that falls right along with your living aggressively, you know, philosophy right there. And I think the problem with so many of us is we've been given our health, and we've been put it in the hands of people that, you know, we shouldn't have control of our lives like that. So I truly, you know, man, like I said, I'm looking forward to that most of all for the workshop. And I'm just, it sucks that, you know, I got to wait a few weeks now, you know, because, again, I've learned some more stuff from you, because I love the fact that you continue to research this information. So basically, whatever I've heard before, you're bringing something new to the table every time. And like I said, that's what makes this, like I said, one of the highlights and probably one of the most beneficial parts of the seminar. So, dude. And like I said, I wish we could have some more time. I know we've gone over time now, but I don't think anyone's complaining that's listening right now. So the best thing I can say for anyone is to make it out to this workshop. If you hear this recording after the workshop in Houston with Mike and myself, you know, after that time, trust me, Mike's back on he's back on the prowl again. He's doing workshops all over. And the best way to find out, tell you what, Mike, tell everyone where they can find out more about this upcoming workshop that we're doing and any other workshops.
Sure. People can check out my website, which is MikeMahler.com, and that's just MikeMahler.com. And right there on my homepage, there's a list of all the workshops that are coming up. So for people that are interested in the Houston course, and we have a lot of people interested in the Houston course, by the way. I mean, we're at half capacity already, so this is not one of those courses that we're having a hard time filling up. So there's no doubt that we're going to have a full course whether anyone who's listening to this call or not signs up. The real question is whether you want to get that information and really benefit from it all, because we're going to do fine. You know, we're going to do fine with a good turnout and have a great course, and everyone who's coming is going to have a great deal of information that they pick up and can put into their life. It's the people that miss out that are going to be going, man, I should have gone to that workshop, because I've got GI tract issues, I've got those hormone optimization issues, and I don't know how to train properly. So, I mean, this is a comprehensive offering. Kettlebells, body weight training, nutrition, hormone optimization. I mean, this is a one-stop workshop where you're leaving with some serious tools to get you to where you want to go. So it's just a no-brainer that you want to attend a course like this. But they can find out about the Houston course and any other course I have coming up on my website. A lot of good things happening, and I know you have a lot of great stuff going on. So I'm really looking forward to working with you in Houston.
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to it too, man. And like I said, I'm amped, I'm hyped, and I mean, I can only hope that everyone listening right now, they're just as hyped as we are. Like I said, this is fun, man. This is what makes what we do fun, you know, and you can't beat this. So,
absolutely. I agree 100%.
Hey, man. So, Mike, I want to thank you, man, from the bottom of my heart, man, for taking the time out so we can talk about this and, you know, provide this information for everyone, especially for those who are still a little curious and trying to figure out, like, okay, hey, should I go? Should I not go? I don't think there should be a doubt in their mind whatsoever now, because now they truly understand what they can expect. And, hey, they even got a lot more. They got a lot right here on the call itself. So, just imagine what you're going to get when you're actually here in person. So,
I mean, what I always tell people is that no one who's ever come to any of our courses has ever regretted it. I've never had someone come to a course and say, you know, I didn't really get anything out of that, and I wish I never went.
Yeah.
I mean, I would give someone their money back if they were really that disappointed, because I don't want to keep someone's money if they didn't feel like they got their money's worth. You know, we're in a rough recession right now, and things are bad for a lot of people, and I don't take that lightly. So when someone's going to drop $400 to come to one of my courses, you better believe I'm going to give them everything I got. I'm not going to just leave it on the table. I'm not going to sit there and pitch people on what to buy. They've already paid for a course. They're just going to get a lot of really good information, and they're going to – the 6 hours, the 8 hours, however long the course is, it's going to go by really fast, and they're just going to be amped up and ready to go. They're not going to be disappointed. They're just going to be ignited and ready to get out of that inertia state.
Sweet, sweet. So there you have it right there, folks. Make sure you stop by Mike's website. Again, it's Mike Mahler, MikeMahler.com. Or you can get information on my site as well, newwarriortraining.com. And basically, we hope to see you guys at the workshop in November or at any future workshops that Mike has coming up. Again, Mike, thanks a lot for taking time out of your day. And really appreciate it, brother.
Thanks a lot, Sincere. Take care.
All right. Take care, man.